Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have so many things running through my mind this morning as I was trying to get a show together. You know, I do that every morning. That's how Derry Brownfield taught me. He says, you don't put a show together until you're ready to put the show together. And it dictates what's going on that morning. But, you know, I listened to the news all night long, and all I heard was violence, violence, violence. And it bothers me. It bothers me what this nation's going through. I want to, let's go to the Lord in prayer before we get started. For such a time as this, thank you, oh God, for setting us free. For bringing the truth and the light to this world, your Son. You have set the captive free, and we are free indeed. Forgive us, Father, for our sins and for the sins of this nation. Help us stand up and do right, and to make right the wrongs, if at all possible now. Help us to realize we are free, and we no longer wear the chains of sin and man. Give us your wisdom and guide us in this world with your love. May we show such love to others. Encourage and to lift up. Protect President Trump and place before him wise and godly men and women. Make America God-fearing again, that we might be your beacon in the world. Here I am, send me, O God. May CSE Talk Radio be your blessing to others. May I speak encouragement and hope and always speak your love. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Emancipated. We're hearing a lot about that. Liberated, unbound, open, released, limitless, unregimented, untamed. Those are some of the definitions on the thesaurus for emancipated. Slavery is nothing new. It's just as hideous today as it ever was. Our black brothers and sisters don't hold the market on being so imprisoned and treated inhumanely. 400 years Israel was held captive in slavery. Their babies were killed when they were becoming too populated, and the Pharaoh was worried they'd realize they actually outnumbered the Egyptians. Sound familiar? Even today, there are slaves around the world of all colors for the purpose of sex and other demands of labor. I don't believe that's the problem here in the USA today. Oh, yes, human trafficking is a problem. And, oh, we have anger and hate over the dark sin of this nation. But we're the only nation to actually have a war to free men. And we are the only nation with an emancipation proclamation. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When you know you're free. When do you know you're free? Being held captive, whether as a slave or in war or some other way, is a horrible way of life. My father-in-law was a prisoner of war in Germany during World War II. When Joseph was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers, it was later that Joseph actually freed his brothers and saved them from the starvation from a drought that had plagued the land. He could have taken revenge of the highest degree, but he did not. He showed love. He administered mercy. When Hadassah was taken, Esther, Queen Esther, was taken captive by the king, it was a kidnapping of sex trafficking. She was just one of many young girls taken for the pleasure of the king. She, however, found favor and was made queen. It was for such a time as this in her captivity that she was in place to save her people from an evil man who wanted to destroy them all, to annihilate a certain group of sect of people. All these situations were horrible. And they were real. Kidnapping, human slavery, human trafficking, and annihilation of a people for whatever reason. And this, unfortunately, still does exist today. But it is unlawful in the America. The rioting and the gangs, the shootings, the revolting against the very government that freed you. It makes no sense to me. Last night I saw one show after another, one example after another, where these gangs were shooting one another and children were in the way of the bullets. Children. The future of this nation. Gone. There are many ways of being enslaved, drug addiction, alcoholism, and even in your mind. Biden made it perfectly clear that the Democrat Party owns the black vote, and the black people owe them their allegiance. Or they ain't black. What an insult to everyone. And what a truth-telling, I don't know, revealing of what the Democrat Party is all about. We can choose to live in the past or we can seek a better future. What's going on now is not a better future. Socialism is slavery of the people, all the people. Socialism is communism. The people will own absolutely nothing. They will own no land. We won't be free to choose or pursue happiness of any kind, and in many cases, life. Margaret Sanger, Hillary Clinton, and all who promote abortion as a right are wrong. They are controlling a population just like Pharaoh. Those who buy into this idiotic logic of female health care and reproduction services are truly slaves to others who wish to control and manipulate. And this is not just for the minorities or our black brothers and sisters, however, they are specific targets. Emancipated. You have a choice. You're free. Whatever color you are. If you're in America, you're free. If you're bound in some way by your mind, by in whatever way, it could be alcoholism or drug addiction, which is horrible in this nation right now. You have a choice. It won't be easy, but you have a choice to be free. Choose to be free. Or choose to live in the past and be enslaved by hate and or guilt. Today we are told some pretty silly and obvious lies. Today we are being held captive by a two-party political system that wants to keep us dependent on them. And thus they attempt to keep us from our God, whether in a pandemic or the lie of separation of church and state. I have a few headlines I want to look at today. Emancipated. What does that mean? Well, I re-found this article today. We've watched what's going on in St. Louis, and there's other big cities across the land, not just in Missouri. But a state lawmaker urges Jefferson County residents to stay out of St. Louis. That was State Senator Paul Weiland. He issued a travel advisory, saying residents should avoid going to St. Louis over crime and coronavirus concerns. How much freedom do we have right now in the United States of America? With all the rioting and the hate that's being instilled and the burning of our cities and the killing of our children. Don't go to St. Louis. It's too violent. And it's too plagued with coronavirus. It's not America right now, is it? Yeah, it is. We have a choice. We certainly have a choice. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.